Dr. Kulishi, thank you for coming on. How are you doing?
Very well. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so we've got a few questions we'd like to ask you. So first off, it's probably the one that a lot of people do want to know because, well, it is pretty important. And just to provide some insight into what we're talking about today, what exactly is media literacy and why is it important for us?
Well, media literacy is about having the knowledge and skills to be able to interact and understand and create media. And people have been thinking about media literacy for many decades now. But in the last few years or in the last 10 years, the media world has changed so much. And there's now just so many different kinds of media that we're surrounded by all the time. So it's become even more important.
Okay, so with regards to like media literacy, like being able to tell stuff apart from fake news, how much impact do you think that fake information, false news, that sort of thing has had on media in the past few years?
Well, it's a huge problem and it's a global problem. So it's not just here in Ireland, and it has a big impact on human rights and on democratic values. We've seen some of this in the news recently where people can kind of go down rabbit holes and have just ideas that are not based in any reality.
Oh, yeah, like the alt-right pipeline. I've heard about that.
Yeah, and people might start out just engaging with some content online, and then they join groups and they just become go further and further into conspiracy theory groups. Mm-hmm. And this can be a big impact. We see it with vaccines, for example. If people stop vaccinating their children, that has a big impact on everybody else.
Anyway, Matthew's going to ask you the next couple of questions. Over to you, Matthew.
Here are two questions that I would like to ask you. What are the different types of false information, if you'd like to tell us that?
Well, one of the things that's very challenging is how we define false disinformation in the first place. So you can think about content. So disinformation is false information, something that is not true or doesn't have evidence. But you could also think about, the harms that something caused. So it could be false information that causes harm to society. The challenge, of course, is that not everything is straightforward and has lots of evidence behind it. So when we talk about the safety of vaccines, for example, or the existence of climate change, there is a lot of scientific evidence. But there are lots of other issues where it's not as easy to say that something is completely true or completely false.
So here's the fourth question. How can you spot false information, and what can be done to protect ourselves against it?
Well, from a media literacy perspective, the number one thing we ask people to do is just to remember to take the time, to stop, think and check what they're doing. So if something seems, too outrageous or too alarming, take time to think about, well, where did this come from and is it true? And that's something that all of us can do quite easily, is to just take a step back, especially from social media or getting messages into your WhatsApp, where we often feel like we should react immediately. But if we just take the time to step back and say, is this true? Is this realistic? Is it plausible?
Thank you for that. So I'm going to pass you back to Melissa now. So, she'll ask you the remaining questions. Thanks for talking.
Okay, Dr. Kulishi. So how can we help each other develop media literacy, especially in the case for people going through big developmental stuff, teenagers, the elderly, etc., people who'd be more vulnerable to misinfo? How can we help them develop media literacy?
That's a really great question, because it's a responsibility for all of us. And sometimes we talk about young people lacking media literacy or older people lacking media literacy. But actually, all of us can improve our media literacy, because we might be very knowledgeable about some things and not very knowledgeable about others. So, for example, young people, many of them will be very knowledgeable about TikTok and videos, and they can easily tell whether something is a joke or not. Older people might struggle with that. Older people would much more easily maybe tell whether something is a credible piece of news. So actually, we can be helping each other rather than it just being down to individuals.
Okay, good. Building on that, our final one, what would you recommend to help people be more media literate then?
Well, here in Ireland, we have a National Association for Media Literacy, and they have a website called Be Media Smart. Mm-hmm. And coming up in October, there will be International Media Literacy Week. So there will be lots of campaigns around it.
There's a whole week? I never knew that.
A whole week for media literacy. and so people can go to that website, bemediasmart.ie, and find out more information about what they can do. And they can do that any time of the year, not just during Media Literacy Week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, that sounds really cool, actually. Anyway, Dr. Kulishi, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Thanks very much for being on here.